Good evening and welcome to another edition of Midwest Beat. I'm Tom Lounge as your host. This program is all about music and the people who make it. Tonight, live in studio, Northwest Indiana doo-wop vocal group Harbor Lights. For the last 15 years, Harbor Lights have been keeping that authentic street corner sounds of the 50s alive and well. They'll headline the Doo-Wop for Doggies fundraising concert for the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana this Saturday, November 21st at Memorial Opera House in Valparaiso with special guest Radio Memories. Listen tonight for your chance to call in and win tickets to Saturday's concert. Write this number down. You'll need it. 219-769-9577. 219-769-9577 is the number you will need. I'll tell you when to call. Stay with us. Harbor Lights coming up. Midwest Beat with Tom Lounges is made possible by Merrillville's Broadway Glass and Customs, providing auto, commercial, and residential glass replacement for more than 15 years. 219-88-GLASS or broadwayglass.net. Good evening to you. I'm Tom Lounges, and it's time for another edition of Midwest Beat. We're taking you back to the golden days of pop and rock. That's right. Tonight, live in the studio, Northwest Indiana vocal group Harbor Lights, who for the last 15 years have been keeping the authentic street corner sounds of the 1950s and early 60s alive and well. Harbor Lights are in studio tonight. They'll talk about the group's history, a little bit about what doo-wop music is, and maybe some of the history behind it. They'll even sing a few a cappella songs live on air. And they're here tonight to promote their big show coming up Saturday at the Memorial Opera House in Valparaiso. It's called Doo-Wop for Doggies. It's a fundraiser for the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana. Harbor Lights and Radio Memories will be there on Saturday's show, which starts at 6 p.m. We'll give you a chance to call in and win tickets to that concert during tonight's show. So write this number down and keep it handy. 219-769-9577. Again, 219-769-9577. Write that number down. Keep it near you because I'll be opening up the phone lines tonight during the next hour and giving away tickets to Saturday's show for Harbor Lights and Radio Memories as they doo-wop for doggies. Today would have been the 97th birthday of my father, Ernest Lounges, who for a long time was a manager of mine. He handled my career. And I'm happy to say that this was one of his favorite songs. In fact, he recorded it at one of those little booths that you went into, like Elvis did, where you went in and you recorded a song for somebody. He did this song back in the day, and it was one of his favorites as far as the doo-wop sound. So I'm going to dedicate tonight's show to my dad, Ernie Lounges, on his 97th birthday and play this song in his memory. This is the Marcells and Blue Moon.
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it on
blue moon. You knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really do care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me, the only one my uncle had.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it on me, blue.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, o bomb 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 dang 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 ding dong ding boom
Blue Moon. Love that song. Marcel's 1961. Dedicating that to Ernie Lounges, my dad. It would have been 97 years old today. Lost him 27 years ago. But every time I hear that song or think of that song, I remember finding the little acetate that he recorded in the front room closet. And I'd pull it out every once in a while, put it on the stereo, and he would cringe. I don't know why he kept it if he hated it, but I think it was one of those great memories. I'm not sure who he recorded it for, though. I should have asked him that. Well, tonight it's all about doo-wop. It's all about 1950s and 60s, done today's style. We've got doo-woppers in here. Harbor Lights, we've got five of the six members. George and Cheryl and Ron and Dave and Mike. I feel like that lady on Romper Room with the mirror. You know, I see George and Cheryl and Ron. Stop that. Okay, we've got a great show in store tonight. The folks are going to be singing live. We're going to talk about doo-wop. We're going to talk about the group. And we're going to talk about their show coming up this Saturday, November 21st at Memorial Opera House in Valparaiso. It is a fundraiser for the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana. And the funds will be helping out the critters during the cold Chicagoland winter months ahead when things are really tough on animals that are outdoors. And we take in a lot of strays at the shelters around the region. And of course, funds are down because of the holidays. So this is a really important event. We'd love for you to come out and see it, so much so that we would love to give away some tickets. So keep your phone nearby. We'll be giving away some tickets and giving you that phone number shortly. But first, let's say hello to everybody.
Hey
guys.
All right.
Lady.
Glad to be here, buddy.
Yeah. I have to say lady for Cheryl.
Absolutely.
We've got, get a little closer to the mic when we speak.
Okay.
And I know when you guys sing, you have a lot of power there. But when we speak, we get a little bit closer. Let's talk about the history. George, you were one of the co-founders. And this group's been going on 16 years now?
Almost 16 years. Cheryl DeRose, Dave Mitchell, and myself, and Ron Hanshaw, actually, was original members of the group. And so we've had a few changes in personnel over the years from time to time, but we've managed to keep our great, rich doo-wop sound. And we've had a wonderful, wonderful experience, and we've done some traveling, and we've had some, we've made five albums since we've been together, and so we're just having a great time. Right now we got a great lineup, and we're looking forward to your show Saturday night.
Speaking of those albums, I had a text or an email, rather, from John Carpenter of Thunderclap Studio, who said he'll be tuning in tonight. And he said to wish you guys well and say hello to everybody. So
he's a great
recorded
guy.
Several things there.
Absolutely. You know, we always kind of considered him the when we were a five-person group, we always kind of considered him the sixth person because he's so good at what he does, you know. And he's got a very nice little studio over in Hammond. And we've recorded in some of the... you know, Streeterville in Chicago, some of the more expensive studios, but we never got the sound that we get out of his studio.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really talented and gifted guy and a wonderful man to work with.
All right. There's a little plug for John Carpenter and Thunderclap Studios in Hammond, Indiana. Six members now instead of five. That's
exactly
an anomaly for doo-wop groups.
It is. And we did it for a couple of different reasons. First of all, you know, you got five guys on a basketball team,
mm-hmm.
and so somebody breaks their ankle or gets hurt, you got somebody you can take off the bench, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we thought it would be safe to have a sixth person, for that reason, if for one reason or another, if somebody can't make it, that doesn't mean we have to turn the gig down, you know?
Right.
And also, it really does enhance our sound. We have a very rich sound with six people, and... it is different. Most of the groups back in those days had five members, and some of them had four. We have enough talent in the group. Everybody is very gifted. They can grab an octave in a second. So, it just fattens it up.
Now, you're the bass man of the group.
I am the bass man. And by the way, I don't want this whole interview to be all about me.
Oh, it's not.
We're going to go around, and I want you to
talk
to everybody.
We're going
to
start with Cheryl first.
Okay.
But I wanted to have you tell us who sings what parts.
Okay, well, see, everybody sings. I sing 90% of the bass. But Dave Mitchell does some of it. If I happen to be doing a lead, then Dave Mitchell will sing the bass.
Okay.
But as far as everybody else is concerned, it's interesting from song to song how we switch around. It's not, you know, it's not a set formula for every song.
And, okay. And that's kind of unique, too.
It is, and we think that's valuable because every person in this group has a special quality to their particular voice, which gives us a very large palette. We can do all kinds of covers because we have the different voices with all, you know, if you have the same person singing lead all the time.
It gets old.
It does, and it starts to sound the same. Well, that goes for the background as well. So on one song, Mike may be doing the top tenor. On the next song, it may be Cheryl. And then on another song, Mike may be going down to baritone. It's a little confusing at first, but we think it's important to do that because if there is somebody missing, then everybody knows everybody else's part.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, Cheryl, let's start with you as a little personal background, being the only female in the group. What happens if you get sick?
I can't say I'm the only girl, but I'm the only female.
Oh, I like that. But what happens if you get sick and your voice is missing?
Well, actually, I did. I broke my leg through and through a couple years back. And
the guys have a guy on the bench.
Had
you don't.
To manage.
Uh-oh. Cheryl, how long have you been singing, and why is this the style that you have settled into and prefer?
I've been singing over, I'd say, 40 years since high school. So that really dates me, doesn't it?
Uh-oh. I was going to say, you don't look like you've been singing 40 years.
I've been singing 10 years now. Okay. No, really. I don't know. I always loved harmonies. So it's kind of when I was very young, mm-hmm. a cappella was a good thing for me. I would always sing by myself, and harmonies were great. And then I was in all these groups over the years, and the harmony is what kept it together. Ron and I were in very many groups together, rock and roll. Okay. All kinds of groups, blues. So we've gone back a lot of years, but when it comes down to it, and you strip everything, it's like a homemade recipe.
Okay.
When you know all the ingredients are pure, and nothing's been touched yet. We don't use a pitch pipe.
Okay.
So when we start, it's always a surprise. It's really, really great because it keeps you on your toes. Every single time. So we like it. We like the simplicity of it,
mm-hmm.
and the complexity of it, if that makes any sense to you.
Definitely. So. Ron, you guys were both in groups, as Cheryl said. What brought you to doo-wop? You look like a rock and roller.
Well, I used to do a lot of rock and roll, and Cheryl and I... I don't know how many years we've known each other, probably
30-some years.
And, you know, we did some recording together, which was a lot of fun. And then we played in several bands and together. And, you know, a lot of it was about the harmonies.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that for me, you know, I loved harmony. I've always loved it. And my biggest challenge, I used to always sing the third part of Simon and Garfunkel.
The third part.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, Art Garfunkel, he'd always be all over the place. He'd be right. In the third and the fifth, and, you know, to be able to figure out where he's not singing, though, so it was a challenge for me, and, you know, so a lot of the Eagles and Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Okay. So. Well, we've got two new members here, and we're going to speak with them in just a minute, but you guys ready to do a quick song?
Sure.
All right.
Can we stand up? Here?
Sure, you can stand up, sit, squat, pretty much anything you want to do. It's your show tonight. It's all about you guys.
Okay, so this is just live. So
This is live radio, 100%. And again, we're promoting Saturday's show, November 21st. While we're doing this song, let me give away a pair of tickets to the show. And Dan will be standing by here in just a second. So get ready to dial. First person to get through at 219-769-9577, 219-769-9577. We'll set you up with a pair of tickets to the Doo Wop for Doggy show at the Memorial Opera House for the Humane Society. Well, let's get things started here. I see the phone ringing. Dan's going to take that as we get the mic set. Tonight, live in the studio, if you just tuned in, Harbor Lights, Northwest Indiana's premier Doo Wop vocal group. Are we ready? All right, let's do it to it.
Away.
Nice. Lion Sleeves Tonight. That was originally done by the Tokens.
It was. It was originally written as an African folk song.
Okay.
And a group from Brooklyn, the Tokens, did this rendition of it, and it gave it a whole new flavor. And it's been a song that lasts and lasts and lasts. I mean, it was the feature song in The Lion King, and mm-hmm. it's been used in other films over the years. So
it's multi-generational. So it's like it just keeps on going like the Energizer Bunny. This time it's the Energizer Lion.
We usually make jungle sounds, but my mother's listening here, so I don't know.
Nobody's gonna make a monkey out of me.
Oh, we got comedy and voices here.
Here goes.
Speaking of voices, we've got two younger members here. Not to suggest that the rest of you are older, but you are a little bit older than them. We've got Dave and Mike, and you guys have been singing doo-wop for a long time as well. Just more recently, have joined this group, Harbor Lights. Dave, let's start with you. Get a little closer to the mic. What brought you to Harbor Lights? Now, you and George have history with 5 o'clock Shadow.
Yes,
and Mike, you were in that too, weren't you?
Yes, sir, I was.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. 5 o'clock Shadow. Known George for, probably about 20 years ago, give or take. I don't want to give my age, of course, in show business, but.
Oh, you're also vain.
Oh, I know. No. But yeah, as you said, Mike and I, right out of high school, mm-hmm. hooked up with Jason Andrews, who is also with Harbor Lights, I believe, one of the renditions of Harbor Lights, and Robbie Celestin, a good friend of mine through
Rave School. Timepiece.
From Timepiece.
Yeah.
Game, yeah. He's doing well in Chicago right now, too, and we're still in touch, doing stuff here and there. But so me, Mike, and Rob and Jason got together, and Jason knew George at the time and said, lo and behold, we need a bass, we need somebody to mentor us. So next week, we used to practice at Purdue Cal, right in the hallway, and lo and behold, George shows up and just had the richest bass, the leadership and just the experience to really guide us in our youthful days of music. We were just coming out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
I had a few rock and roll bands, in high school along with Robbie, but this was a whole different animal with the vocal group, with no instruments.
It's definitely not of your era, though. Mike, maybe you want to chime in on that, too. What was it about doo-wop for you two guys that made it? I mean, it definitely wasn't the cool music of your youth. It was a little bit a different generation. But what attracted you to it, that this is what you've come to do?
Well, I've always liked vocal harmonies. I've, been in choir and things like that in school. And my brothers and sisters, they all sang. That's what our sibling rivalries were about.
Okay.
No, that's not the right note. It's this one. Yeah. But I think hearing it when my parents would play it, my dad would play it a lot, and it was just, so cool sounding. And like I said, hearing the voices and then seeing the images, too, of, guys singing on the street corner. And it just looks super cool to me.
That does look cool. I like that image. And we see that all the time. George, let's talk a little about the history of doo-wop. Is that really an authentic visual when we see that? Or is that something that just was kind of created to sell doo-wop?
No, that was real because I experienced it. I'm sorry. Let me move these microphones around here. That was real because I experienced that when I was growing up. I spent some time. My mom and dad were entertainers, and we did a lot of traveling around the country. And I was in my first group when I was 14 years old in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And at that time, the music that you were listening to on the radio was doo-wop. It was really the first generation of rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was Elvis Presley, and there was Ricky Nelson, and there was that rockabilly sound. But there were these great, great vocal groups with all this wonderful vocal harmony. And later on, a couple of years later, I moved to Boston. It was the same thing. And we would stand out on the corner, and we would sing. And the girls would come by and they'd stop and they'd listen, and they'd we'd wink at them and see who was the cutest, But that's not something that's made up. That's the way it is. It's, in fact, in New York right now, in the neighborhoods, that's still going on. This music basically started around the big cities, mm-hmm. urban America, New York, Chicago, L.A., Philadelphia. And so when we used to watch American Bandstand and we would see these groups on there like Dion and the Belmonts and Jimmy Beaumont and the Skyliners, it was such a gasp because not only could you hear the songs that you've been listening to all week long on the radio. But, you know, in those days, Tom, you know, they were lip syncing.
Right.
They weren't actually singing. But you know, because they weren't tied to a microphone, they had all this wonderful choreography worked out so that it was so slick to look at and so wonderful to hear. And 5 o'clock Shadow, I want to mention, because you were talking to Mike and Dave about that. When I first saw these kids, I was blown away. And they were kids. They were like 19.
Mm-hmm.
And they had these young, strong, wonderful, clear voices, you know, because they hadn't destroyed themselves yet. And they were so good. And at that time, I was a full-time member of another group. But I was really gassed by these guys. And so I tried to get them going, you know, as far as getting them jobs and that. But a lot of the places, they couldn't get in because they weren't old enough to get in, you know.
Okay.
But
now they're old enough to be with you.
Yeah, and you know, so they have... They are younger than us, but they have the rich flavor of it, and because they've been doing it a long time. So here I am, talk. So get it off of me again.
Okay.
Go somewhere else.
All right. Let's talk about some of the favorites of the respective members here, as far as doo-wop groups of the past, artists you may be emulated, whether it's the group, whether it's the individual singer. Let's start with you, Dave.
As far as a doo-wop?
As far as doo-wop groups, bands, or a singer that influenced you?
To start off, just to go back a little bit, I had a lot of 45s as a kid that were passed down mm-hmm. to me.
Those are those little records with the big hole in them, for those of you that are young listening today.
Yeah, had the big hole that you had the little yellow...
Little plastic piece.
And we had a few LPs, a few albums, mm-hmm. and there was one in particular that was called, I think it was called 50s All-Star Hits, and that had a lot of the doo-wop stuff. Dion and the Belmonts, number one, Dion. A favorite of mine, Teenager in Love. Used to look in the mirror, you know, with a brush in my hand,
right.
Pretend I was a singer. Chantilly Lace by
Big
the
Bopper.
Big Bopper. Those two stick out big time right there.
Okay.
It's two of my favorites. Blue Moon, I know, was on there by the Marcells, but I'd say Dion and Buddy Holly also was a big. I don't know if you consider
He's not really doo-wop, but he was definitely one of the voices of that era.
Yeah, and we've, you know, covered him in the past too with a few a cappella tunes, but doo-wop, I'd have to say Dion and the Belmonts is right up there.
Okay. Ron, what about you?
Well, I like the Casinos a whole bunch.
Okay.
I was kind of at the cusp there. Not that, you know, other members might be older than me, but, you know, I kind of, you know, I was more late 60s, early 70s, and, you know, into a lot of those vocal groups, so the harmonies just used to love the harmonies.
Well, you were the singer-songwriter era then, when everybody was harmonizing.
Right. Yeah, coffee houses, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff, you know. So, but, you know, I Casinos, some of the other groups that we're doing, I like Del Shannon, you know.
Okay.
Which isn't really doo-wop.
Right.
But, you know.
But again, another major player of that time. Cheryl, what about you? What about some of the female artists of the 50s and 60s that maybe you emulated, looked up to, were inspired by?
I'm drawing a blank on the name, but the girl that sang Where the Boys Are.
Connie Francis.
Thank you. I couldn't think of her name. And Sam Cooke was a real, real big influence on me. I just loved him. But again, I grew up in the 60s and 70s as mm-hmm. well. So... during that, Smokey Robinson was a big influence, all the Motown. But as far as the doo-wop goes,
and the Motown, a lot of those groups were doo-wop groups, but with instrumentation behind
them.
I mean, the vocal harmonies were all there. The Temptations, the Four Tops.
Sam Cooke just
did the voice of an angel.
He did.
Yeah.
He
so many songs,
I just loved
too.
Him.
Yeah.
I had heard that, the what's the guy, Steve Perry from Journey?
Yeah.
That Sam Cooke, he copied his style from Sam Cooke.
Really?
And after I heard that, I listened to his songs and I heard the inflections.
I'll have to go back and re-listen to some of that stuff.
Interesting fact,
George. Mike, what about you? Who are some of your influences as a vocalist?
Well, as a vocalist, I would have to say, as I was growing up, I really loved to sing Luther Vandross.
Ooh.
That guy, man, he was like... Yeah, he
do all the girls like run to him when you guys sing now? Has he got that Luther thing going? Luther is a great singer.
Yeah, I would always try to imitate him.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, you know, favorite doo-wop, I like the song you had just played, Blue Moon.
Oh, the Marcells.
Yeah, love that one. I like the Skyliners, the Duprees, the Capris. The female groups, the Shirelles, they had some really good hits.
Mm-hmm. Let's sing one more song here.
Sure.
All right, what do you want to do?
Mike, he's got such a great voice for a ballad. How about So In Love?
So In Love. Yeah. All right, we're going to get the mic set for that. Meanwhile, we're going to throw out the phone number again and give away another pair of tickets to Saturday's show at Memorial Opera House. That's this Saturday, November 21st. Doo-wop for doggies with Harbor Lights and Radio Memories. And the first one to get through right now at 219-769-9577. 219-769-9577. Call Dan. He's got a pair of tickets burning up his hands right now as we sing with Harbor Lights.
As we stroll along together, holding hands, walking all alone, so much love have we two that we don't know what to do. So in love, in a world of our own,
so in love,
as we stroll by the sea together, under stars twinkling high above, so much love have we two, no one else but me and you. So in love,
so in love,
so much in love,
so in love,
we're so in love,
so
much in love, we stroll along together, and I tell you, I need you all so much, and I love, love you, my darling. Can you tell it in my touch as we walk down the aisle together? We will vow to be together till we die. So in love are we two, just can't wait to say I do. So in love,
so
much in love, we're
so in love,
so much in love. And we stroll along together, and I tell you, I need you all so much, and I love you, my darling. Can you tell it in my touch as we walk down the aisle together? We will vow to be together till we die. So much love have we two, just can't wait to say I do. So in love, so much in love, we're so in love. Are you and I? We're so in love.
Good stuff.
All right. Hey, that's pretty sweet.
Finger popping and everything. You were doing a little bit of smooth step
all
in there.
All we need now is a little fire barrel.
There you go.
That was painless.
Wow.
You need to see George live to get the real image of how it's, you know, going.
Yeah, George is getting into it here, man, doing
yes,
some stepping. Now, let's talk about the live show.
Okay.
When you guys are on stage in a formal show, what's the process? What do you do to get ready? I know here you were kind of harmonizing in the other room, we'll call it the green room, a little bit beforehand. You got to tune up your voices just like you do guitars and everything else, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Probably a good idea.
Anyone can jump in on
warm
this.
Warm them up. You got to more warm up the voice.
Okay.
Yes, it's tuning up, but yeah, it's a lot of warming up. You can't just go in there cold turkey. You gotta do little
What happens if one of you has a cold? I mean, it's not like you can change the strings, you know.
Me tonight.
Okay.
Ask Cheryl tonight. Yeah.
So how do you deal with that? Since it's you know, if one of you are sick or you're not quite up to par as far as your voices.
Like tonight, they took it easy on me, and we did take off. So we went so far into the song to know that we were going to do it right.
Okay.
And then we moved on to the next one.
Okay. All right.
You know, and the deal is, Tom, that we are, you know, the human voice is an instrument, but it's still a muscle, okay? And that happens. I mean, people get colds, people don't get enough rest or whatever, and it does affect your voice. And so, you know, the important thing about having a group like this is to have enough people that are versatile enough to make it work. So if one person's not in their best voice, everybody else just supports them, and they just kind of melt them into it. And so that's you know, it's just the way it is. That there's no instruments to cover you up, so you have to cover each other up and cover each other's backs. You know, it's a brotherhood and it's a sisterhood too.
Speaking of sisterhood, go ahead, Mike.
Real quick, one time when I was performing on the Chicago circuit there, and various little sandwich shops and stuff, there was a day I was just sick as a dog. Sick, I could barely talk, and everything I sang was just it's the scratchiest, most horrible thing you ever heard, and everybody was coming up to me saying, "That's the greatest thing I've ever heard."
Wow.
Yeah, it was like that. My tip jar was overflowing. I'm sitting there going,
I couldn't
do this.
Did you do the Louis Armstrong songbook or
something? I could not do this. I couldn't do that on a clear day. I don't know what, so that just reminded me of that little story. Yeah, it was crazy. Just voices scratchy, and people just loved it. I don't know what happened.
Something was in the air that day, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of sisterhood, you got five guys, you got one lady. Right. How do you break up the female-led vocals versus the guy vocals? Do you get your fair share?
I pick more male vocals just because I find it interesting to try to sing them.
Okay, what's one in particular that's challenging for you?
Any Sam Cooke would do.
Okay, you're back on Sam. You really got a thing for Sam there, don't you?
I do Stand By Me. I really love doing it just because it's my own.
Mm-hmm.
When I choose a male vocal, it becomes my own, so I don't
So do you do the Benny King style or the John Lennon style?
I do the Benny King style more. But, yeah, I mean, I like to pick that. But Where the Boys Are, I love doing that song. So, I don't know.
Guess she's got a really versatile voice. She can do the girls' songs, but she does the guys' songs just as good. She does "Why Do Fools Fall in Love" by Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. You know,
yeah, that's true.
Now, Frankie had that high voice, though.
He did. Yeah, yeah, he did. You're right. But she's got a soulful quality to her voice, so...
You could probably do Frankie Valli, too.
You could do Frankie Valli.
Okay, I was going to say, you could probably do that, too.
And who's the... Laverne Baker?
Yeah.
She has an attitude of rescue. I can't sing tonight. Forget it. But anyway, it's a little raspy song, and it's kind of fun. We'll do that Saturday, probably.
Okay. We got to say congratulations to Janet from Crown Point and Diane from Chesterton. They are both going to the show Saturday, November 21st.
Yay!
Memorial Opera House is where you'll find Harbor Lights along with Radio Memories. It starts at 6 p.m. Doors open at 5, and 100% of the proceeds are going to help out the animals at the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana. Hence the title, Doo-Wop for Doggies. There's going to be a silent auction. We've got some signed items from some celebrity folks. We've got some baskets. You guys have CDs that will be on sale.
We do.
Five in all so far. Let's talk a little bit about the CDs. When you do them, are they all cover songs like in the show, or do you guys write as well?
No, we like to do the cover songs because, you know, our audience, you know, when you look out into the audience, there are some youngsters, but primarily it's people from our generation, you know, and they want to hear they don't really want to hear the cover songs. I mean, they don't really want to hear original songs. They like to hear the covers. And when you look out into the audience, you see them singing along. They know the words. Every particular song brings back a special memory, maybe when they were in high school or in college, you know. And, you know, you can just tell that they're just having such a great time because there's not much out there right now for seniors in terms of music, you know. So we really do fill a niche when we sing the doo-wop music. But we try to stick to the hits. We do a few of the more obscure doo-wop songs that were never big hits, but they're just doo-wop classics because if you're a person that really loves doo-wop, you got to love a song like Life is But a Dream by the Harptones. Mm-hmm. Was never a big hit. It was featured in the movie
Goodfellas.
But and here's the other thing that's unique about how we present ourselves on stage. We don't just get up and sing song after song. We have a show, okay? We include the audience. Okay. We get them to sing along with us. Every person in this group has a unique personality, so everybody gets to get up front and talk a little bit to the audience because we want the audience to find out a little bit about what's Mike's personality like, what's Ron's personality like. And so, and then we have some humor that we use, and you know, it's just a whole evening of great music, but also a lot of fun. So it's not like a barbershop group that just gets up and does song after song after song.
More of a variety
it's
show.
It's a show.
Style?
It's really a okay. show, and we that's how we present ourselves.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about the albums again. We know John Carpenter produced a few of them, and you recorded some of those at Thunderclap. Is there anything in the works? Last time we talked, George, you said you'd love to get this particular lineup in the studio.
Well, now that we finally have our lineup, we are going to do that. And in fact, I had a conversation with John Carpenter over at Thunderclap just about a week and a half ago. We plan to do some recording in 2016. We just recently did a video, which we're pretty proud of. We did it at the Theater at the Center in Munster.
Mm-hmm.
We thought that would be a great opportunity to get a video because that place holds 410 people.
And you sold it out.
We sold it out
three weeks
in advance, actually. Mm-hmm. And so we thought, well, here, we're going to have it's a really nice theater. If you've never been there, you should try to experience it because they do some wonderful professional theater. It's not community theater. It's professional theater out of Chicago. But so there we were in a really nice theater with a sold-out crowd. And so we arranged to have somebody come out and make a video for us, and we're really proud of that. And John Carpenter was involved in doing some of the work there as well.
Now, that video, George, can we find it somewhere online? Is there somewhere where...
Well, it will be on our website shortly.
Okay.
We put it on Vimeo. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not, but apparently that's a way that we can send it out quickly and easily. But
is that like YouTube, sort of?
It's kind of like that, and I'm not a technical person, so I couldn't begin to tell you how it works, except that it seems to be the accepted, you know, when I'm talking to a theater in Cleveland or something and I'm trying to get us booked in there,
mm-hmm.
they want to know if we have a Vimeo.
A Vimeo?
Yeah.
So I've never heard that term before.
I never did before we did this video.
Wow.
So then you send it to them and they have it. But our website is Harbor Lights Doo-Wop. That's Harbor Lights, HARBORLIGHTS, Doo-Wop, doop.com. And very shortly, when you go to that website, that video will be there for you to click on and take a look at it.
Okay.
And also, all of the albums that we have recorded for Collectible Records out of Philadelphia are also available to listen to on our website. So if you go to our website, you can read about some of the history of the band, and also you can hear some of our music, and you can see the video, so you have some visual to look at as well.
Can they purchase the albums there, or should they go to Amazon?
You know, we sell our albums at our shows, if somebody wants to purchase one, they can just call the number on the website and... You know, I'll take the order and I'll do it that way.
Okay.
But we've been on collectibles now for about 10 years, you know, we're pretty fortunate to have a legitimate record company behind us, and
that's a pretty big label too.
It is. It's one of the largest and most notable oldies labels in the country. So,
all right.
Somebody else.
Everyone's just staring and fascinated with your storytelling.
Yeah, because I got such a big
mouth. We're like in awe, you know.
And I want to make sure that everybody's included here.
You got to see the show.
Come to the show. Again, if you just tuned in, we've got Harbor Lights here. They're Northwest Indiana's premier doo-wop group. We've got Cheryl and George and Dave and Mike and Ron. Five of the six live in the studio with us. You'll see perhaps all six on Saturday? Do we know yet?
Yeah, no. You know,
probably
Dave,
not?
Dave had the carotid artery surgery yesterday, actually.
Oh, okay. Then he's
out of commission for a few weeks. So,
okay.
Yeah, but you're going to see a great show. I mean, you know, we don't have to have six people to do a great show, but it's nice to have that sixth person if you need them. And there's not one person in this group that's considered the sixth person. Okay, we're all 100% full-time members of this group.
Okay.
And the sixth person is always the one that is filling in for somebody that's missing, and that could be anybody.
All right.
And on occasion, too, you know, we do a sixth-person show, too. So.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know,
we do that whenever we can.
It's really kind of like what was the old, in the 60s, a wall of sound?
Oh, Phil Spector, wall of sound?
Yes. We have a wall of
doo-wop. Wow. Jumping back to the history real quick, and I may be off base on this, and George, you might know the history, or any of you. I understand that doo-wop in a way started because it was an inner city style of singing on the street corners, as we determined, but because a lot of the folks that wanted to sing didn't have the money for instruments. Is that why they did the bass sounds and the doo-wop sounds and created the instrumentation with their voices, like human beatbox?
That's a definite George answer.
Okay. Yeah, and that is true. But to be honest with you, it really started in the 40s with the I think it was the Ink Spots.
Okay.
And and I read this in a history book, so I mean I wasn't there.
Right.
So they had a gig. They had a gig, and you know how it is when you travel. For some reason they didn't have their instruments when they got there.
Mm-hmm.
So they started, and they were just really talented. They started just making sounds with their voices and that, and they were so talented and so great that they could make themselves sound like a saxophone, or one of them could sound like a guitar, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where it all began. Okay. And then so if you go back to and listen to some of the early stuff by the Ink Spots and that, you'll hear some of that. But in the 50s. A lot of these kids, you know, they didn't have any formal education, and they didn't have money for instruments, and they were hearing the songs on the radio, and they just, after school, they would stand around the fire barrel, you know, and just, that's how Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers got going. They were standing around in the schoolyard, and they were singing. They had written a song called Why Do Fools Fall in Love, and by chance, someone was walking by and heard them doing this song, and he recognized, I mean, Frankie Lyman was 13 years old only, and they were just kids, 13, 14, 15 years old. And this guy that heard him happened to work for a record company, and he asked the kids to come down on Saturday to record the song, and they did. And
the rest was history.
Yeah, they ended up, here's Frankie Lyman, he's 13 years old, and he's performing at the Palladium in London.
Wow.
Amazing, you know.
Speaking of performing, we got 10 minutes left. Let's do another song.
Okay.
Tom?
Yes?
If it's okay, we'd like to send this one out to Dave Mitchell. We love you,
certainly,
buddy, and we are thinking
Dave.
About you.
You're the man, Dave.
You are the man,
Davey
Dave.
Mitch.
Dr. Doo-wop.
Dr. Doo-wop. I like
what
that.
Call.
Yeah, we do. All right. You know, let's give one more pair of tickets away before we say goodnight tonight. As they get ready, get the mic set for another live track here with Harbor Lights. I'll throw that number out, 219-769-9577. First one to get through, 219-769-9577. We're going to send you to the Memorial Opera House this Saturday, the 21st, to see Harbor Lights and Radio Memories as we doo-wop for doggies and kittens, too. All right, here's Harbor Lights one more time.
Head on, ba-ding-dong, a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, boom-ba-do, Ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-dang, oh, life could be a dream. If I could take you up to paradise up above, if you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream, sweetheart. Oh, life could be a dream. If only all my precious plans could come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you, life could be a dream, sweetheart. Well, every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'll be so fine. Oh, life could be a dream. If I can take you up to paradise up above, if you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream, sweetheart. Come on. Now every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'll be so fine. Oh, life could be a dream. If I could take you up to paradise up above, if you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again, shaboom, it's hoping we'll meet again.
Oh, shaboom, shaboom, ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom, shaboom, ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom, shaboom, ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom. Shaboom, shaboom, ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom, shaboom, ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom, shaboom, ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom, head-a-ba-ding-dong, a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, boom, ba-do, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-ding, oh, life could be a dream, life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Yeah, I like that. That was originally the Crew Cuts, wasn't it? That did that? Actually, Shaboom. A lot of people have sung that.
Yeah, I think the Crew Cuts had the big hit.
Okay.
You know? But So, what I would,
if you don't mind, I'd like to just mention one other thing, Tom. We're really looking forward to your show at the Memorial Opera House. It's our favorite place to sing. We've been there quite a few times, and hopefully a lot of the people that have seen us there in the past will come out and help us to support this wonderful cause that you guys are representing here. There's so many people that have pets, and pets are like your kids, so It's a wonderful thing. I also want to mention that, if you don't mind, that we're going to be doing another sort of a fundraiser thing for Toys for Tots.
Oh, that's a great cause.
And that's going to be Sunday, December the 13th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Art Theater right downtown in Hobart. Yeah, that's a regular movie theater. We've never really performed in a movie theater before, but it should be interesting. And we encourage people to come out and help us to raise some funds so that wonderful organization, Toys for Tots, can see that some kids get have a nice Christmas. So there's that.
And is that on the website as well?
That is on the website. So if you go to our website, you'll find out where we're going to be and who we are and who we've been and all of that stuff. We also want to thank you, Tom, for inviting us to be part of this great show over at the Opera House. And we appreciate you having us on your show. And
well, this is fun. I love doing vocal stuff here in the studio because the studio is very tiny and intimate, and we all get to know each other really well in here.
Right.
And it's just a lot of fun, and I think the vocals sound good, better than instrumentation. And one thing that's interesting, too, and again, we're talking about some of the history of doo-wop. I think it's fair to say that doo-wop kind of begat hip-hop and rap. I mean, rap basically is the modern version of doo-wop, in my opinion. Would you guys agree with that as purists? Okay.
I do.
You think about some of the talking parts, like what comes to mind is Little Darling by, what, the Diamonds of that? You know, the guy does that, you know, my darling, I need you.
Right.
Think of that as like, you know, kind of like a rap in a way, you know, back for the day, I would imagine so.
So just,
I don't know anything about rap, so I have no comment on that.
Oh, come on, okay. George.
We're going to have to start a rap group.
The door, that's about the only rap that I know about.
But they got the beats that they do, the beat tracks, which kind of, you know, replaces the right. boop, bop, bop, bop stuff. Mm-hmm. I really don't doo-wop well. I can't even try to do a doo-wop sound.
Coming up
sound.
With us on stage, aren't you, Saturday? Yeah.
So what's the future hold now? We're together. We got six members. It's the perfect storm, so to speak, of voices. At this point, you're looking at doing another album. What is the next year plan, the next five-year plan, if there is one? What's the goals here?
What we'd like to do is, first of all...
lots of gigs.
Right, lots of gigs. And we're using this new video to try to get... we'd like to get into more theaters.
Okay.
Theaters is nice because, you know, we like to do, we do festivals and we do special events and stuff like that, you know. So here we are, we're up on stage and we're singing Blue Moon or we're singing a beautiful doo-wop love ballad and there's a guy walking in front of you with a hot dog and a bag of popcorn and he's got his dog on the leash, you know. So that's a little bit anticlimactic. We love doing that, but the theaters are perfect because there you are on stage and you have an audience that paid money to come in and see a show. You have their full attention and they're very responsive. In that situation, we really shine. And so since I've gotten this video done, I've been contacting theaters all over the country. Okay. Locally, I would say that the Opera House and the theater at the center in Munster are the two nicest theaters in mm-hmm. Northwest Indiana.
There's some great ones in the city. We've got the Acorn on the other side of the border there. There's so many wonderful small and mid-sized theaters that would be perfect. And what you're going for then is the atmosphere.
We want a professional situation where we can, you know, dress up and look nice and be on stage with a good sound system and a full house full of people that have come to see a show. And when we have the full attention of an audience, we can really shine, and that's what we're looking for. We've done theaters. There's a nice theater in Springfield, the Hoogland Center for Performing Arts. We've done that. Metropolis in Arlington Heights. We've done that. We're trying to get into some theaters in Indianapolis, and there's a couple of things. We're trying to get into a theater in Ohio. It's called the Studebaker Music Hall. So those are the things that we're after. And besides that, we want to keep the same group of people together, and we do want to make another album, and we want to have fun, and we want to work. We want to work as often as we can.
All right. We've got another winner to announce, and that is Luce of Hammond. So congratulations to Luce in the winner's circle along with Janet and Diane. We have all females today, Dan. All female winners.
Sisters.
All right.
Yeah.
It's got to be Mike talking about Luther. I'm telling you, that's what did it. All right. We are out of here again. The 21st, this Saturday, come see Harbor Lights at Memorial Opera House. On the 13th, they will be at the Art Theater in downtown Hobart for Toys for Tots. And we are out of here. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.